On Monday, it cost about $3.70 a gallon for gas in Burlington, yet 35 miles south in Middlebury, you could fill up at $3.35 a gallon. Senator Sanders has written to the Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission asking for an investigation into the high gas prices in Chittenden County and the discrepancy in regional prices.
Here in the Chittenden County, northern Vermont, northwest Vermont area, we're paying prices that are higher, and no one has given me a particularly good explanation for that. What we also know is that if you look at the 15 metro regions in New England, in a one-month period, gas prices fell less in the Burlington area than in any other metro region in New England. What we have done is asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate this issue. My guess is, but that's what I want the FTC to explore, is that you have four service station owners who control about 58% of the market.
There are actually more than four. There are many competitors.
Vermont Petroleum Association spokesman Joe Choquette says there's probably a minimum of 10 gas distributors in the Burlington market.
And the relationships they have with those locations are all different. They probably don't own those stores. They probably deliver to people who independently own the stores, and there certainly are some that are independent of any label. We think it's competitive. It'll be interesting to see if there is a federal investigation, what the results of that will be. But, you know, we think it's a pretty competitive market up here, and prices do eventually fall.
Choquette says while Senator Sanders is echoing the frustration of northwestern Vermont residents, there are at least two physical reasons for the price discrepancy.
One is that most of this area is served from the Burlington terminal as opposed to the Albany terminals, and the prices, the wholesale prices in the Burlington terminal are higher. And the other actual reason might be that in Vermont, we use conventional gasoline as opposed to reformulated gasoline, so some of the delivery points might be different. Beyond that, it's competition that keeps prices low. And so we urge consumers, if they want low prices, to shop at the place that has the lowest price. But they typically don't do that. People are more apt to always go to the same station or always use the same brand. In order to drive the price down, you need to shop for price.
Senator Sanders says the reasons he's hearing for the price differentials don't make sense.
I understand that transportation may add a little bit. I've talked to a guy who said maybe it's a penny a gallon. But we want to get as much information as we can. We're going to pursue this issue. There is not a whole lot of transparency about pricing. How much do the service stations and their owners pay for wholesale as opposed to the markup in retail? There's a lot to be learned there. I mean, people who run service stations have a right to make a fair profit. I don't think they have a right to artificially maintain high prices. I was pleased to see, by the way, that prices in the Burlington area in the last couple of days have gone down. That's a good start, but there is still a significant price discrepancy here as opposed to other parts of the state, and we want to find out why that is so.
Senator Sanders has spoken with the chairman of the FTC and plans to speak with the attorney general to expedite an investigation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.